Every effect follows a cause. When my cause is well said, the cause is well done. Every effect follows a cause. When my cause is well said, the cause is well done. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with an absolute philosopher. Every effect follows a cause. No matter what I think about my life, no matter what I think about my experiences, no matter what I think is going on in my world, I have put causes in motion to bring those effects forth. I have put causes in motion to bring those effects into being in my life. Sometimes it makes me feel good to think that I didn't make it happen. I didn't bring about the miseries and unhappiness in life. But if I really stop and think about it, I did. Every single one of them, whether they are in my backyard or whether they're across the world. Every effect follows a cause, and when my choice is well said, that cause is well done. I often like to say, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me, because it began in my heart. It began in my thinking. It began in my attitude about myself. And there is peace. Now, wherever I am, if I see people who are uptight, that's me. So it's best that I begin to put an effect in motion which follows a cause that I want. And it will only follow the cause that I say is a cause of peace and a cause of happiness, a cause of harmony, a cause of right action, a cause of truth. Because no matter what I say, the cause is always there. The effect is what kind of cause I put in motion. When my choice is well said, the cause is well done. Truly, it's my word that brings it forth. Biblically, we have been told God spoke his word and brought forth the universe and the world and the people and all that's on it. And we've been doing that same thing from the beginning of time also. We've been putting our causes in motion for the effects that we want by how we live and how we act and how we spend our life and how we think about ourselves. How do you think about yourself? Do you think about yourself as being a most remarkable person? Do you think about yourself as being a fantastic physical being? A most remarkable physical being? A physical being that can walk and talk and think? A physical being that can move around? A physical being that can do all sorts of wonderful, magical things? Well, we are. We are that physical thing that can do all these wonderful, magical things. And that's just the beginning. Because we have put in causes motion for ourselves that are far greater than anything we could have ever dreamed about. Far more sufficient, far more magnificent than anything we could ever dream about. Because we have said to ourselves, I like me, and we begin to like ourselves. We have said, I am surrounded by beautiful people in my world, and so it is. We didn't draw them to us. We were a beautiful person, and we created everyone in our vision as a beautiful person. Everyone we looked at was a reflection of our own inner beauty. And of course, the more inner beauty we have, the more reflections we get from the world around us of just who we are. Have you looked in the mirror recently? What did you see? Did you see a happy person there? Did you look in the mirror recently and what did you see? Did you see all of God's precious right action, purity, perfection, the original purity and integrity of a body expressed in you? Yes, in you? Count your blessings. Count them wonderfully and beautifully and look around yourself and see how fantastic your body is and how fantastic your life is and how fantastic you are, because you are. You are. You have created yourself that magnificent, fantastic being that you are. By every thought you think, by every word you speak, by everything that is in your consciousness, you create yourself. and you create everyone around you. We have the privilege, as absolute philosophers, to think about anything we want. And when we meditate, that's when we're thinking. To meditate is to think. And so now you're thinking about all these wonderful things that are going on in your life. You're thinking about all these wonderful thoughts that are going on in your world. And you're saying, wow, that is truly great. That is truly outstanding. That is truly exciting. And you know, it is. Because every effect follows a cause. Whatever effect happens in our life, it has followed a cause. Now, when my choice is well said, the cause is well done. What kind of a cause do I want in my life? What kind of cause do you want in your life? What kind of actions do we want in our world? What sort of experiences do we want in our life? Those experiences are who and what we are all the time. They are the reflection of what's going on in our consciousness, what's going on in our imagination, what's going on in our voice, what's going on in our being. That's truly who we are. And you know, every time I think of anything, I am putting a cause in motion. Well, I thought that I was wealthy, and I'm not wealthy. You have thought that you were wealthy, and you have thought that you're not wealthy. You've gone back and forth, and you're thinking like a yo-yo. And because you're like a yo-yo, you experience adequacy, but not abundance. Now, do you really want abundance in your life? Do you really want all that is good and beautiful in your life? If you do, then you will put the cause in motion consistently. I will put the cause in motion consistently for whatever it is that I choose to have. And I choose to live in a world of magic and wonder and beauty and goodness all the time. And as I choose to live in this world of magic and wonder and beauty and goodness all the time, what's happening to me? I am experiencing magic and wonder and beauty and goodness everywhere. No matter where I turn, no matter what I do, I'm experiencing that, and it is wonderful. What is it you want? What is it you'd like to experience every moment of your life? What is it you'd like to have in your life that is beyond measure? What is it you'd like to have? Well, whatever it is you'd like to have, it's just as simple as knowing every effect, everything I'd like to have, that's an effect. Everything I'd like to have, everything I think about, that's an effect, follows a cause. And when my choice is well said, the cause is well done. So, I am whole and perfect. I like me. I'm abundant. I'm happy. I'm harmonious. All is good in my world. All is very good in my world. I like me. I like me. I like me. And all the world likes me. I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm happy. All the world is happy because all is a reflection of who and what I am all of the time. No matter what it is that I'm thinking, no matter what it is that I'm doing, I am that I am. Can I say this consistently and have it happen? Yes. Do we say things consistently and do they happen? Oh, yes. We have many statements that we make regularly that are not to our benefit, and they happen, and we say, why me, oh God? Because you put the cause, you put the law of cause and effect in motion, and so it happened. So it took place in your life, in your world. Now, what cause do you want? What effect do you want? Now, the cause is I like me. The effect is I'm likable, and I like me, and I'm a happy guy, and everything is wonderful. Now, I can put that cause in motion, and it happens. I did put that cause in motion, and it has happened. I am a happy fellow. I am a person everyone likes, and I like everyone. Everyone understands me and loves me because I understand and love myself. And I live in that fantastic quality of goodness and a cause well done because I put the effect in motion. I brought about the effect from the cause being well done in my life and your life and in all the world and how wonderful it is.